Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. When you hear the word refresh, what comes to your mind? A tall, cold drink when you're desperately thirsty? Or maybe a waterfall of cool water spilling down over you after you've worked hard in the hot sun for a long time? Or maybe a phone call from a distant friend? Or sweet worship music when your heart is heavy? For the past few days, we've been looking at a very interesting experience in the life of two disciples of Jesus, Peter and John. After Jesus had returned back to heaven, and they were beginning to lead a Jesus movement. This was a spontaneous spiritual movement of thousands of people in and around Jerusalem who were experiencing their lives changed by Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, a crippled beggar had been healed by the power of Jesus, as Peter had said to him, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, stand and walk." Acts 3, verse 6. And taking Peter's hand, this cripple stood for the first time in his life and walked. Then he started jumping and leaping and shouting in his exhilaration. It took only a few seconds for a crowd to form, and Acts 3:10 says, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. When is the last time you were filled with wonder and amazement at the radical change you see in a person's life, resulting from a miraculous work of Jesus in them? For this cripple, it was a miraculous physical medical healing. Perhaps you've seen people freed by Jesus from addictions, or broken relationships healed and restored, or despair and hopelessness replaced with joy and fulfillment in life. When a crowd gathered in amazement at this miracle, Peter took advantage of the opportunity to explain to the crowd what had happened. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through Jesus that has given this man complete healing, as you can all see. Now, what does that mean to you? How much faith is required for a crippled man to walk and jump on healed feet and legs? What is this power in the name of Jesus? A few years later, another man had a traumatic, life-changing encounter with Jesus. This man was Saul the Pharisee on his way to Damascus. He was going to arrest and persecute any followers of Jesus. But Saul was blinded by a light brighter than the sun and confronted by the voice of Jesus. In the 3 days of blindness which followed, Saul's heart was changed as he contemplated what he knew of Jesus. In the months and years which followed, Saul's mind was changed as Jesus taught him all that Saul then took to the Roman world as the Apostle Paul. Acts 9 and Galatians 1 and 2 give us the accounts of this remarkable life transformation, which in turn, through his preaching and his writing, has brought this life-changing gospel to millions of people all around the world. Paul often spoke and wrote about the power available in the name of Jesus, Philippians chapter 2, for instance. Peter went on to accuse the people of Jerusalem with having a major role in the death of Jesus. Peter said, "You handed Jesus over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate. You disowned the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, Jesus, but God raised him from the dead." Acts 3, verse 14 and 15. Peter didn't mince any words or hold back. The people were stunned, but they knew Peter spoke truth. Many of them had likely been in the crowd that day when Pilate said he found no wrongdoing in Jesus and offered to release him, but they shouted for Barabbas the criminal to be released and Jesus to be crucified. You remember? Matthew chapter 27, verse 11 to 26. But I imagine most in the crowd were shocked to hear Peter claim, "This Jesus was the Holy and Righteous One, the author of life." Yet, the events of his resurrection, his several appearances after his resurrection, his ascension, when added to all the miracles Jesus had performed and all the truths he had spoken, did in fact point to the truth of what Peter claimed about Jesus. As a result, a profound sense of conviction and responsibility swept through the crowd that day. Peter then made a remarkable, profound statement. "Repent and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord Jesus. Acts 3:19. Repent, as we know, means stop. Stop doing that which is wrong. Stop making excuses. Stop pretending you don't know better and admit you're wrong. Take responsibility for your wrong and turn to God and start doing those things God leads you to do which honor Him. That's repent. Then and now, most everyone in the world understands the significance of repent. It's a change of heart, mind, and will. It's a courageous admission of wrongdoing and assuming responsibility for sinful attitudes and behavior. True repentance turns my heart and mind to God, seeking that He would change my life. But did you notice Peter said two major things would happen if these people repented? First, so that your sins may be wiped out. Acts 3:19. Wow, what a radical statement. For the Jews who were there that day, they knew their annual Day of Atonement was very significant in that God would consider their sins taken away from them as the sacrifices were made. The high priest went into the most holy place with the blood, and finally a goat was sent out into the desert bearing the repented of sins of the people. But here Peter is declaring God would wipe out their sins right then and there in response to their repentance to God. No high priest, no animal sacrifice, no goat going out into the desert. This was a radical new concept. Sin forgiveness by holy God without animal sacrifice, without a high priest going into the most holy place with the blood. Peter was showing them this was possible only because Jesus had become their sin atonement. Jesus had taken their sin upon Himself when He shed His blood and died on the cross, and therefore God could wipe out their sins because their death price had been paid by Jesus. Do you know the same offer is extended to you and me and every living person in the world right now and every moment of every day? Hebrews 7:25 says, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God in repentance because He always lives to intercede for them. Do you see the glorious assurance of the resurrection and ascension of Jesus in this verse? Jesus is alive. He's resurrected from the dead, and He is in heaven. He ascended there, making intercession for all who repent. That's Romans 8:34. That is a glorious and life-saving truth, my friends, and I hope you've claimed it for yourself. I wonder if John, who was standing there with Peter in this moment, was thinking about this speech of Peter's when years later he wrote to the followers of Jesus everywhere, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is our atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." You'll find that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to chapter 2, verse 2. Now, those are some of the most powerful words ever spoken or written. So don't rush by them, my friends. Own them for yourself. In fact, I challenge you to memorize them. And then do you see Peter promised that for the repentant person, in addition to their sins being wiped out by God, they would then receive something almost indescribable. He calls it, times of refreshing may come from the Lord Jesus Christ. This refreshing is almost unexplainable, a work of the Holy Spirit which fills your heart and mind as you are confident that Jesus has heard your words of repentance, that Jesus has interceded for you with God the Father, perhaps showing the Father His nail-scarred hands, and that God the Father has then extended His forgiveness to you for those sins, and the Holy Spirit has begun His cleansing work in your life. Oh my, what spiritual refreshment then fills your soul. Am I right? Have you experienced it? It's one of the greatest experiences in life, isn't it? And it happens every time authentic repentance with God takes place. Now, in closing, watch this, my friends. The healed cripple standing, walking, leaping, jumping next to Peter and John was a living, tangible evidence of the power of faith in Jesus. He was also a visible picture of what happens when repent turns to refresh. As Jesus, God the Son, intercedes, God the Father forgives, and God the Holy Spirit fills the repentant person anew with a spiritual refresh. Oh my, I think that calls for celebration. What do you think? So here's a great celebration song.